Hey, how y'all doing? This Chef Guillotine, y'all know what it is. I appreciate y'all checking in. So we got another visitor today. We're going to call this piece the chef and the commentator. So little bro came through. Just shout out to Justin. We appreciate you stopping by to chat with us for a minute. So this chef and the commentator, this is going to have a couple pieces, so y'all stay tuned for that. We're going to talk about a lot of different things on a lot of different occasions, you know. This little bro, he actually, you know, welcome at the crib and all that good jazz, you know what I'm saying? But, so we're going to get into it, and, say hi to the people.
Hey, what's going on?
That's
no other way I want to spend my day off than talking to Curtis.
So there it is. We're going to talk about what the commentator and the chef talk about when it's time to talk about it. You know what I mean? So, we still dealing with this soup. I was telling him earlier, you know, this is the coming out of the cold time. So I'm going to process this split pea ham and potato soup and things like that. But I got a couple questions for him, this the commentator. So we're going to infuse some sports in this thing and some food. It's going to be a real fun situation. So first thing, who we got coming up? Who we got playing today, or is it tomorrow?
Okay, well, there's a...
Iowa State?
Right now there's college basketball, NBA mainly, and NFL.
So who we got? Who we got? We got a game today.
Yeah, we got an NFL game tonight at 7. It's the Jets at the Ravens.
Okay, so who you like in this game?
I like the Ravens to win, but when you start talking about point spreads and would that be legal in Iowa now, it's kind of a thing I started thinking about. And 16.5 is a lot of points, so I wouldn't take the Jets to win, but I'd take the Jets to stay within like 10 points, I'd say.
Okay, so he heard that. He said he might go win y'all some money or something. I would take the Ravens to win too. I'm gonna take the Ravens to cover all that. You know, I don't think that the Jets could even, you know, stay within that in that point spread that they need to stay into. But considering we're talking about soup for this game, it's kind of chilly outside. It ain't too bad. If you had to pick one soup to sit down and watch this game with your family and friends, what would your soup be, commentator?
I was kind of thinking about how I'm not really like, and I guess you kind of heard this before, like, I'm not really that big of a soup person. You keep talking to people that seem like they're not a big fan of soup.
Right, I like that.
But I would say probably, as long as it ain't too spicy, chili probably.
Okay, chili is good. Chili is good. Chili is good. I like chili. Chili is really fun. And you know, chili, right, you could do a lot of things with it, and it'll be fun for this game, you know. Get you some chili cheese fries, some chili cheese Fritos, some just chili in the bowl, you know. So that I like that. I, when I was asked that question, I was not thinking that chili was going to hop out there like that, but it did. So I'm really digging that. Okay.
They kind of go together too, like sports, chili.
Okay. Okay, I could dig that. So, is there a go-to food? Like when the Super Bowl, your team is the Raiders, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My team is the Packers. Right, they won't be going to the Super Bowl, but we're going to wait till they get to Vegas and see how they do. But Super Bowl, your team is in the Super Bowl. What is the go-to party food, whether you're making it or you want to have when you go to the party for this game? Your team is there, and this the big game. This the big game. What is one food that you would be like, yeah, this will go well with this party? We already know what the booze is and all that, so we talking about the food. One food, an appetizer or whatever.
Yeah, I've always kind of been on a certain type of, I don't even know what type of dip, but a dip that you can use for different things.
Okay.
Is something, and also like little smokies and a sauce that tastes good.
Okay.
You kind of go with different things too. You kind of use it for.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I think of. Like, hey,
I could
dig
this.
That's something I definitely have to have. A good dip. And like little smokies and a good sauce, something.
Okay.
Like Jumanis.
So, I got that. That's understandable. Me, My team is the Packers. The Packers in this big dance. What am I cooking for this occasion? Okay. I think I'm going to try to keep it simple because I don't want to be in here cooking and miss this game. And, you know, I want people to be able to help themselves. So I think I might go with fried chicken wings and fried ribs. Just those with a couple different sauces for them. You know what I mean? Like, I got a couple different sauces out here on the menu. KO Nights, that's jalapenos and pineapples. I got this KLO Nights, that's strawberry and broccoli. So that's a fun situation. That's fun for this game. We here. This my team. This our house. You know, this how we gonna celebrate this. It's gonna be fun for everybody like that.
The Packers are involved. You gotta have some cheese in there too.
I know, but I'm not really a cheese head. And this cheese dip, okay. But these wings and these ribs, you know, one of these sauces, these dipping sauces, might be a cheese for you. Cause I did have the pleasure of having chocolate and cheese on these ribs, and that was a pretty fun situation. So that could definitely be a thing. But okay, so
we at this, like a meat and cheese tray. That's more what I was.
Oh, okay. That's fun too. Okay, so I got this ultimate question. Your team, Raiders. My team, the Packers, okay? So, you rooting for your team. This is a tough game. And, you know, it's not going. Your team not getting the calls, you know, that they supposed to be getting. They feel like they being cheated or whatever. And they happen to lose this game. And you like, damn, we were supposed to win that. Is there a food? I know you like to eat. That's why I'm asking you these food things.
Also, you know, I'm kind of an emotional eater. So
right. So
about emotions,
right. This is right. Right. Emotions make you cry sometimes. You know, I understand that.
Drinking some Keystone.
Right. So okay. So your team just lost this bad beat. We got this bad beat. What are you eating to try to soothe some of this pain? Since you're an emotional eater, what are you eating? Are you eating the cookies and the cakes to try to still bring a little fun back to it? Or are you eating this somber food, like, you know, kind of licking your wounds and like, we're gonna go ahead on and shake this flu off type of thing? Or what do you eat in there? Because the excitement is dulled down by the impact of this bad beat, and it's like, you know, this pizza just ain't going to work.
Whatever's got, you know, high calorie intake, you know, like, find me a half a cake or a...
Oh, okay, so, you know, so you going to eat the...
guillotine sandwich.
Right on, shout out to... Shout out to Justin for that guillotine comment, but yeah, that's how much work. Okay, so, I'm going to think back to when I had the Packers to win by 5, they on the 1 yard line and this dude sit down on the ground and make me lose the whole ticket. You remember that? Yeah. He sit down. I wanted to cry. I was so hurt. So in that moment, I'm thinking, yeah, let me go and get me some oatmeal. Just plain oatmeal, you know, no cranberries, no raisins, and just regular oatmeal. Like, I just got wounded severely because, yeah, that was a couple bucks on that sit down right there. But I think that I never thought of myself as an emotional eater, but now that I sit here and process it, I might be too, because I think I would just want to, you know, I like to
both
share
ways. You can either not want to eat because of something that happened, or eat a lot. You know, it kind of goes both ways. Like, I've never been the type to like, oh, I'm going through something, I'm not going to eat. No, I'm going to eat probably double.
Right. Okay, I was just thinking about like the feel of the food. Like Jumanji's is fun food. It's fun food. It's supposed to be fun all the time. But in that moment when he sat down, I wasn't really into the whole having fun. I like to, you know, share what I'm having. I like people to say, where you get that from? That's why I want people to go outside with the box, you know. I got a couple tables for sit down and things like that, but I want people to go outside and share it around so people can say, hey, where did you get that from? But in this moment, this bad beat, this bad loss, I'm not really feeling this fun about it. I'm just like, I know I got to eat, and I'm going to go head on and eat by myself and not be a partying while I'm eating this time, you know what I mean? So I think that's the feel that it... Okay, so you out here at this Iowa Hawkeyes game. I know you're a big Iowa Hawkeyes fan. You out here at this Iowa Hawkeyes game, football or basketball? You know, they got the regular, you know, stadium favorites, hot dogs, you know, fries, the pretzels, things like that. But what is one thing that you would like to see out here at this game? I remember when we went up here to this Hawkeyes-Purdue game, you know, I seen people tailgating. I was like, yeah, they having a ball out here. It was people for miles and miles, people walking, you know, 2-3 miles to get to the stadium. I'm like, they is really out here. You know, they was enjoying the food. They was enjoying the time together. What is something that you would like to see out here incorporated? Not at this tailgate event, because they're doing a lot of things out here. Briskets, and that's a whole different situation when you get to that tailgating. But inside of this stadium, in this stadium.
First off, I'm hoping that eventually they get to the point where they can serve alcohol. So that's the first thing that, you know, it might be $8, $9, but still it'll be worth it. Second thing is, I guess... I'd like to see a little more, and this might not be a popular opinion, a little more like seafood involved. Like, I don't even necessarily know how it could be incorporated, but
hey,
more options instead of just like hamburgers or hot dogs and maybe some shit like...
So you are a big seafood fan?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I'm thinking, I don't know, because I've never been to a college game down in Florida. Open that door, Justin, so they could see there's somebody in here for me, if you will. Appreciate you. That in those teams down there, the like the Florida teams, the New Orleans teams and all that jazz, I'm wondering, do they have those seafood dishes that at the stadium or things like that?
I don't know if it has something to do with, like, it might be harder to prepare or... It might be easier to screw up, so they'd rather just not deal with it.
It might be the cost of having it.
Too expensive.
So, okay, so you got seafood. I think I would like to see, like, more fair type food at this game. So we out here celebrating this game, this things that's going on at this game. So these smoked turkey legs that they sell at the fair, these cotton candies and different things like that. It's just, we out here at the party still, you know what I mean? So that's just to continue the party and keep the party going. My grandkids just came in. Hey, how y'all doing? One of them got on a straight jacket. So, how y'all doing? Y'all remember Justin? Remember he came and talked to y'all about baseball? That was the first time they ever talked about baseball. He talked to them about baseball, and they gave him a hug like they knew him his whole life. I don't even think he knew who they knew who he was talking about, but they appreciated the conversation. So, you know, they still babies too, so sports could be good for everybody. But You got any plans to get out here to any of these games or anything?
I'm not quite sure yet. I wouldn't mind it. I know Hawkeyes are playing a couple weeks in California. I'm not going to go get down there for that. But I'm thinking in the next couple years, I went to the Rose Bowl back in 2016, followed them down to California. Watched them a few times in Arizona.
Was it something you coming from Iowa, you went to the Rose Bowl in California, you say? Okay, so when you go over here, this is a big deal. You from Iowa going over here to California for this Rose Bowl to see your team competing Is there something that you eating over there in California that you can't get over here in Iowa? Just because you over here in California at this Rose Bowl situation. You know, this is time to, you know, spend a couple extra bucks on, you know, whatever. You know, definitely the food, you spend a couple extra bucks on that when it's party time. So, is there something that you, special that you went out there and was like, hey, I've been hearing about this. I'm gonna check this out. Not necessarily the name of the place, but the type of food. Food or something.
I kind of noticed it was more like authentic, like Mexican type of food, using like cabbage as opposed to lettuce with certain dishes and stuff like that.
So
one of the main things that I, you know, like my ex who I was with, she wasn't real big on like going out of her way to like try different things.
Right, right.
So it's kind of hard when you're with somebody that isn't
right, 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 so. Right.
But I do remember being more like, especially with Arizona and I think even California, like. If you wanted like an authentic Mexican dish, that's definitely something that I remember trying.
Okay, so what was it? What was it? Was it? Was it just like a simple taco, or was it? Was it like an actual dish?
Tostada.
Okay. So it was something else. It wasn't just like a simple taco or a burrito.
It was different stuff. That's where I think I even got like shrimp burrito stuff like that.
Okay, so. I remember my time in Arizona, and those shrimp tacos, they were spectacular. They was actually so spectacular that I had to make them. So I understand that. So thinking back on that, me and you going to a Hawkeyes and Badgers game. We're gonna take. My son and my wife, because they both rooting for the Badgers. We both rooting for the Hawkeyes. We're going to go to Madison to watch this game. Madison got a couple different things going on than Iowa got going on over here. So, is it something that you want to check out while we out there? Is it something, a burger, something different that you want to check out when we go to this game. Okay, so this is not just a regular game, okay? This is me and you, big bro and little bro, my wife and my son. So, your nephew and your sister-in-law, okay? So, we going out here to this game, us four. This is, we came together and we leaving together. You know what I'm saying? Me and you is against... my wife and my son, you know what I'm saying? So we definitely got this rivalry going on, but we understand we came together, we're leaving together. What we all gotta we coming out here to eat too, we enjoying the whole party. Jaden gonna get something to eat, Jennifer gonna get something to eat, you gonna get something to eat, I'm gonna get something to eat. So is there something that just pops in your head that you say, hey, I would like to try this with y'all? You know what I'm saying?
Thing I'm thinking of, and I know Wisconsin's like, I'm going back to that cheese thing. Cheese curd sandwich, like a cheese curd burger.
Did you say a cheese curd burger?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, I think I had one of Madison before. Like a burger with cheese curds on it, different sauces.
I was kind of at a loss for words in that moment, because when he said that cheese curd burger, it immediately sounded fun. I don't know if y'all ever had a cheese curd burger before, but I have never had one. But that sound fun. That sound like something that we go out here and get involved with this game for this cheesecake, this cheese curd burger. So, I was going to say that I would, like to try some really good wings out there, because it's hard to find really good wings nowadays. But I think I'm gonna have to come up with something else since you got a cheese curd burger on the
thing. Get back to the wings. Is the main thing that makes a wing good or not, is it basically the sauce, or can you screw it up a different way?
You can
is it more the sauce makes the wing?
No.
Or is there other things to it?
I have wings without sauce. Wings, you can definitely mess up. Okay, so soggy wings, they're already messed up. You can bake wings and they don't have to be soggy. You can fry wings and they can be soggy. Soggy wings are already messed up. Okay? So nobody likes a soggy wing. And in my opinion, it's not necessarily the sauce that makes it better, because I recall going to this spot that, I'm not going to say their name, I recall going to this spot that specialized in wings, boneless wings and regular wings, and they had like 32 different sauces on that you could choose from, and I had to go with a regular buffalo wing sauce. That was really disappointing to me, because the sauces were not that good. So, it was a difficult situation for me, and I was upset, because how is it that you have 32 different sauces and a person still has to go with the regular plain Jane sauce that they can get from anywhere? That wasn't a good thing. So, wings being overdone will mess them up. When it gets to like beef jerky and this chicken is no longer chicken, it's, you know, extra hard and all this, you know, that messes the wing up. That messes the wing up greatly. So, you know, you can have my favorite wing. My favorite wing is just a buttery flavored wing. I like breaded wings. Breaded wings are not necessary, but I do like breaded wings more. And that's because they tend to hold the sauces a little more. But, just the things that mess it up. Soggy wings and overdone wings, that's what mess it up all the time.
Yeah, I think thinking back to when I've, like, read different articles, or I thought about my own, like, when I liked wings, the word I always hear that makes it is crispy.
Uh-huh.
A crispy wing with a certain type of sauce or whatever. That just, that seems to be kind of the thing that really like makes somebody be like, hey, that was a good wing. And it was crispy.
And that's because it's not soggy. So, wings are supposed to be crispy, whether you put some sauce on them or not. Okay, so if you sauce a wing, then you got to eat it. If it's not going to remain crispy till you get home, then that's something that needs to be eaten right now. In these next couple minutes, you bring it out here, I eat it and drink a couple of these beers and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? If I got to take it home, then it has to have a different batter on it. Okay, so considering you said that, with this wing, do you want the sauce on the wing, or do you want to dip the wing in the sauce?
I guess it kind of depends on not that you have to trust the people, but like if you kind of already know how they cook, I'd just be like, hey, just I'll trust you to put the sauce on. But you know, if it's somebody you really don't know, or maybe it's a place you just went to and you don't really know their sauces or how they, I'd be less like, I'd probably be like, you know what, let's put it on the side. And I'll, you know, because then it's like, for some reason you don't like the sauce or like how they cook.
Right, then you could still enjoy already, the wing. Yeah. Okay, so. Sauced wings, that's wings with the sauce on there already, and dipping sauce. What is your take on that? So, like, you got this, for instance, we're going to use this KO'd Knights. KO'd Knights, that's K-O-E-D, KO'd, knocked out. That's jalapeno and pineapple in this barbecue sauce.
That sounds pretty good.
On this wing. Okay, so this sauce is on this wing. The jalapeno pieces right here on this wing, in this sauce. These chunks of pineapple are in this sauce on this wing. You're not dipping it in this. Okay, so you got that there. And then you got this blue cheese or this ranch or this Italian dressing or something to dip it in as well. Is that a way? That's actually how I prefer wings.
Yeah, I mean, have a little variety and be able to pick and choose. I don't know if there's some that can kind of be doubled up on, like you already have a sauce and you add another one.
Right.
Like
that's what I'm saying.
A whole nother sauce.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Is that? I like that
yeah.
Because in my mind, the flavors, the layers, that's what we here for, you know what I'm saying? So you get this blue cheese, you get this pineapple, you get this barbecue sauce and all this jazz, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, no, I definitely, you're making me hungry just thinking about it.
I don't want to talk to you about the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the last time that I got to say the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, excuse me for the interruption. What is happening?
I don't even know. Hey, that's what I have with live podcast.
It was all right. It's understandable, but I forgot where my whole train
of thought. I do have a question.
Okay, go. Go.
That I've always kind of wondered. I think I've kind of worked. When you're cooking for, let's say, not that we need to get it right, cooking for a black person versus a white person, are you more or less likely, or is there something that you always kind of catch yourself doing, or like, because people, I don't know, I always see like these memes and stuff like white people like more bland food or don't want it to be quite as creative,
right?
That's not gonna fit everyone, you know, like,
right?
That's not gonna, but you actually find yourself like let's say you got Jemani's open, there's a black family comes in, and a white family comes in, they might order the same exact thing. Is there a chance that you might make something different because of that, or not? Is that not really a thing?
Okay, so.
I mean, not that you even want to necessarily.
That is definitely a thing, and that is definitely something to be taken into consideration. Pardon me, if you will. That's definitely something to be taken into consideration. But me, on the other hand, I don't take it into consideration at all, because I feel like I don't have a demographic. I don't have an age range. I don't have a particular person. I don't have a, you know, rich or poor. You know, I'm cooking for everybody. So from the kids to the grandparents at the party, this should be an enjoyable situation for everybody at the same time, the same thing. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of like why I use my barbecue sauce as the base for a lot of different things, a lot of different situations. You know what I mean? Because this is good for multiple things. So this product, whatever it is I'm cooking, I gotta change it. If you don't eat certain things, if you don't, if you like hot or if you like mild or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But as far as who coming to eat, I cook it in the same manner, because if you never had it in this manner and I tone it down to give it to you in a manner that I think that you would enjoy, then I don't know if you would enjoy it in this manner how it's meant to be had. You know what I'm saying?
Because I think Jemani's, I've noticed over the, it's kind of a aggressive, I guess, flavor at times. But I like it, you know. But it seems like it might be something like, kind of, initially like makes somebody be like, man, this has got a lot of flavor, a lot of different stuff going on. And I think if somebody isn't completely like,
we're open to that,
open to things, they might just be like, that was too much.
And I understand that, and I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you saying that, because I'm aware that, so this is where, you know, my greatness continues to come into play. You know, I want to be modest at all times, but, you know, when I'm thinking, I'm sitting back, gauging, waiting for feedback and things, and it's like, the feedback is still the same. Yeah, that was good. That was wonderful. You know, I had somebody say that the beans was a little hot for these baked beans, because I used some New Mexican beans before, and I had to take that into consideration because I hadn't tried the beans. But after I tasted them, I was like, okay, I could see how they could get that, you know. So hey, this is the whole aspect of Jemani's. Flavor on top of flavor on top of flavor on top of flavor. So this is what I want you to come for. So ribs, chicken, and polo sausages is the main thing on the menu. Okay? So when it's time for me to eat at Jemani's, it's hard for me to choose if I want a chicken sandwich, a rib sandwich, or the polo sausage. Those are completely different things, but they all got so much flavor going on that no one is created better than the other. So this is what I do. This is how I do it. You know, some people is going love it, and some people is gonna be like, I only go 2 times a week instead of 5, you know what I mean? But that's what I'm here for, to see. I'm just here to, you know, and see what this me doing my thing brings to me. So, you know, if people have feedback like, hey, that was too much, it was too salty or whatever, I would definitely tone that down. You know what I mean? I tried this strawberry and black bean corn salsa, and it was one person that was like, yeah, the strawberries, I wasn't really fond of the strawberries in there, and that's because they wasn't fond of strawberries. But when I tasted it, granted I might be kind of biased, but I was like, yeah, the strawberries, they did exactly what I thought they would do. They did exactly what I wanted them to do. They wasn't overly sweet. They was just there. The texture of the strawberry was there. You get a subtle hint of the strawberry. But then 3 more people came and said, hey, I like that strawberry in there. I like that strawberry in there. Okay, I heard you when you said I wasn't too fond of the strawberry, but I also got to hear the 3 people that just said, no, I dig that strawberry in there. You know what I mean? So maybe you just have this regular black bean and corn salsa, and they have this strawberry one. So, you know, yeah, I appreciate that. You got any other questions before we get out of here?
No. I think that's pretty much.
Well, look.
I mean, okay, we got 1 more game tonight. Iowa basketball versus Iowa State. It's in Ames. I like to call it Lames. Who you got in that game? I got the Cyclone. But, you know,
what's the point spread? What's the point spread?
Iowa State's favored by 4.
Iowa State is favored by 4. So I think the Hawkeyes can win. 4 points is not that big of a deal. And I think that the Hawkeyes going to win. And, yeah, we're going to celebrate with this a couple extra shots when the Hawkeyes win. You know, I just.
Hopefully they're making their shots. And we can take our shots.
Yeah, however it goes, I got the Hawkeyes to win. What time does this game come on?
7:00.
7:00. So, yeah, I will be tuning in. And, yeah, y'all get ready. And, yeah, I appreciate y'all checking in. Thank you, Justin, for coming out and chat with me for a minute. I appreciate you, little bro.
This Jumanis is coming.
Y'all stay tuned. You heard him. It's coming. 2020 is going down. You know what I mean? I've been sitting back in preservation. You know what I'm saying? Getting things together. All that, you know, building up my portfolio. We got this podcast popping. So it's definitely going down. I'm definitely not leaving. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned. We're going to have the chef and the commentator a couple more times. You know what I mean? Because this is a little bro and I like the conversation. He feel this Jumanis movement, you know what I'm saying? So, in turn, I like conversating with him about that, you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all checking in. Team Jumanis, let's get it. Love.